Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Defensively, you talked about the speed. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you guys are set now?
Well, I think Ryan and the scouting staff, the assistant coaches, I think everybody worked pretty diligently, a lot of work, a lot of time, effort, to upgrade that. You know, I think we got better. We needed to. We were a 6-10 football team that needs to improve. And, through a lot of hard work, like I said, with the personnel staff, Ryan and his staff, I think we did.
You had, Peppers in Carolina and Vaughn in Denver. What do you see out of Leonard Floyd that you feel like you can bring out of him? And what type of development needs to happen with him?
Well, I think anytime you make a level jump, I don't like comparing players. So, I think, I think Ryan said before, you can't coach athleticism. You can't coach speed. I think Leonard has a unique ability to bend and rush. I don't think he rushed quite as much, looking back, talking and researching, there at Georgia. He maybe not has got as many opportunities as he has in the past. I know some things were made of that. But we look at the tape and we see, a lot of athleticism and good speed off the edge. And, again, all these guys are going to have to be developed. It's a level jump, and they understand that. And, we got our, work shoes on to make that happen.
John, when you guys got here, you overhauled the nutrition department. Are you putting a lot of faith in those folks? If you do indeed have to put weight on Floyd and get him bulked up without losing any of that explosiveness?
Well, I think, again, they're going from student athlete to pro athlete. They're not going to be in biology class or calculus. They get their full-time professional athletes. So, with that comes, they're here in this building. It's a profession now. It's a job. That's part of their job. I think the pro game's different. You play almost twice as many games as you do in college football. So there'll be an adjustment. And with that, again, nutrition and sleep and, a lot of the science of, being a professional athlete will be able to be, put into place.
John, DeAndre Hall's length is almost freakish when you look at the arms. How do you see that showing up in the way he plays and the way he uses that as a strength?
Well, again, there's a lot of ways to create separation or to close separation, and a lot of that's reach. Obviously it's an advantage. It gets talked about a lot in football, whether it's offensive tackles and pass protection or D linemen as far as getting guys off of them. Even as a defensive back, whether it's, press man on a tight end or something in special packages, Ryan brought up the flexibility or, versatility of these guys. There's so many defenses now that are played with, 6 DBs, 7 DBs. So they have to have a lot of different skill sets, both the size and the speed and athleticism to do those things. Obviously, reach there helps. When you bat down a pass, closing that distance sometimes, is that big a difference? Well, your reach can have an effect.
What do you think about the linebacker from West Virginia that's the throwback?
I think, it's a combative game. It's a tough physical game. The thing I liked about Nick was, he is very instinctive in pass defense. He got his hands on balls. He's athletic enough to intercept passes. I think, we said time and again last year, finding playmakers. And, that's all part of it, the instincts, the speed of the game, how they're wired that way, is important. So that's something we saw in Nick.
When you ask Ryan for throwback guys, what are you asking for specifically?
Well, so much of this game is dependability, and again, if they're in the training room or not at practice, we have a sign in our locker room, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Well, if you're not out there, it's hard to prepare real well. So that, that dependability and, that's kind of, playing through owie, as I call them, I think is critical.
Where do you stand on the D-line right now, you think?
Well, I think we got better, whether it was in free agency or in the draft. Until we get them out there and start working with them and, see what they're like, at this level for the first time, it's hard to predict.
What do you think of Muller in the draft process?
I saw a guy that, is a big man that runs 4.9. He plays the run well. He's got the juice to get up the field. But until, you know, until we get them here and see them and teach them our defense and, you know, our techniques and our stuff, you know, we're all excited to get our eyes on them, you know, in a couple weeks.
How much can this draft help you in special teams?
Well, I think, you know, you saw a struggle, particularly early in the season a year ago. You know, I think getting to know your team, I think Ryan alluded to it, you know, understand how they react, you know, the speed. You know, I think, you know, we've been trying to increase our team speed. We did it even, you know, on the first claiming deadline, you know, to start the season. I think, you know, it took us a while to train guys, but, you know, we got better as the year went on, and I think we'll get that much better this year.
John, is drafting a guard change where you plan on putting Kyle on, or specifically is Kyle going to stay at right guard?
No, you guys always want to kind of pigeonhole guys. I think, you know, we're just trying to build competition. And I think, you know, we have a way better understanding of what we have now this time, you know, this time this year versus last. You know, I think understanding that we got guys that, whether it was in free agency or in the draft, that, you know, we'll put in a room, you know, and they'll compete when they get on the grass.
Do you anticipate going to camp with nobody's getting cut between now and camp, you know?
I mean, I can't answer that. I mean, it's like, I don't know, horse racing. But, you know, we'll, like I said, it's a fluid process. It will be, you know, that, but right now, you know, I think we've helped build competition on our football team.
John, especially excitement last year seeing Ryan Pace work through his first draft. What did you see in the second draft with not only him, but the entire front office and of course your coaching staff as well with the input?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously experience helps. You know, the more you do it, the better you get. And I think Ryan's got, you know, great skill set, I think we've got a great relationship between coaching and personnel. You know, so I think he does a tremendous job. I think we had an excellent draft a year ago, and you know, I anticipate, you know, this one even being better.
John, if Alshon Jeffrey was back in Chicago, did you expect him to go some involuntary stuff?
You know, again, you mentioned the key word there, voluntary. You know, so you know, I've talked with Alshon. He understands, you know, how I feel. We've had meetings and conditioning. You know, I'm sure he's working out real hard. I mean, he's a professional. But, you know, we'll look forward to him coming.